The Ke Kula Ni'ihau Ke Kaha from Kauai opened the conference. That was followed by Hawaii Tourism Authority President and CEO Mike McCartney, who delivered the industry figures.
We have 10.7 million air seats, 754 flights a day from 53 cities around the world by 20 different carriers. That brings me into Hawaii $42 million a day. That amounts to $5 million in state tax revenue.
That should bring in more than $15 billion in total revenue next year. But escalating fuel prices, lower yields for airfares, and the devaluation of the yen all point to a leveling of revenue for the industry. Air service consultant Brad DeFior says new markets like Taiwan are filling in for drops in overall visitor counts, but Japan, with 7 airlines providing service, will experience a cut in supply.
I would classify it more as maybe a bit of a correction because we saw so much additional growth over the last couple of years. It really outstripped what the market could bear probably. And so now we'll see a little bit of a correction where the carriers will pull back capacity a little bit.
Less airlift means less demand for hotel rooms, which could trigger a downward spiral. Waikiki Improvement Association President Rick Eged says length of stays are shorter, but he does not anticipate an increase in room rates.
The prices in Waikiki have been going up, you know, double digits if you look at 2011, 2012, and in 2013. And so we're now getting to the point where I think that our rates are at about what the market demand is. And so you're not going to see the kind of growth that you've seen over the last few years.
Overall, the HTA sees continued growth for 2014 at a slower pace than last year, with visitor arrivals increasing 3% to more than 8.4 million. The neighbor islands could experience a decrease, but according to Kauai Visitors Bureau Executive Director Sue Kanoho, hotel occupancy rates are fairly high for now.
Alaska just gave us a direct flight from San Diego, and then Hawaiian Airlines just announced Oakland service to Kauai direct. So overall, we've been doing pretty well. I mean, we understand 2014 could be a little soft, and so everybody needs to start preparing for that.
And that's the goal of the 2013 Tourism Conference, to develop the next chapter in tourism. HTA Vice President of Brand Management, David Uchiyama, says the industry needs to brace itself to withstand the cyclical ups and downs of tourism by focusing on meetings and conventions for 2016 to 2018.
The meetings, convention, and incentive market make a real good foundation for our business, and that business books further out in advance, 5 to 10 years. So if we can get that business on the books, then the leisure business comes on over that, and that's really the cream.
Meanwhile, the State Department of Transportation Airports Division is budgeting more than $1 billion on airport upgrades statewide, with more than 3/4 of the money going to Honolulu International Airport. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.